Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Friday, July 18th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Dell now takes Bitcoin, and Friday was a good day for Google shares. But first, Amazon.com says it will offer an unlimited reading and audiobook listening service for $9.99 a month. The service known as Kindle Unlimited allows readers to read as much as they want, picking from over 600,000 Kindle books, and listen to as many audiobooks, of which Amazon said thousands are available. The service is available for Kindle and non-Amazon mobile devices via the Amazon Kindle app. Amazon said it would offer a 30-day free trial for the service. As part of the layoffs announced on Thursday, Microsoft also said it was shutting down its Xbox Entertainment Studios division. The move to essentially get out of the original content business has shocked and angered several top ad buyers. Since it comes just a few months after the division courted hundreds of media agency executives at a NewFront presentation in New York. Hundreds of Samsung Electronics executives working in the company's mobile unit have taken a voluntary 25% cut in their bonus payments for the first half to express responsibility for an expected decline in company profit. That's according to people familiar with the matter. And Dell now is accepting payments in bitcoins. Chief Executive Michael Dell broke the news on his Twitter feed. Coming up, a look at how Google and other tech stocks fared today.
Hi, I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business called Podlexing, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, how can you know which one will produce the best talent? Realistically, to fill the position fast and with the perfect candidate, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can do it with a single click with ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com lets you post to more than 40 job sites at once. ZipRecruiter.com also posts your job on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Just post once and watch the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You can screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right people fast. Try ZipRecruiter free right now and find out why it's been used by over 100,000 businesses. And right now, listeners of this program can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Strong bounce back day for stocks. The NASDAQ up 68 points, 1.5% at 44.32. Dow Industrials up 123 at 17,100. The S&P was up 20. Shares of Google today ended up 4%. The internet company reported a 22% jump in its second quarter revenue. Google's profit rose 6%. Amazon.com shares up almost 2%. Facebook up 3%. Twitter up 0.5%. IBM up a penny after posting earnings. AMD shares were down 16%. AMD second quarter loss narrowed on improved revenue and lower costs. The company had a disappointing forecast for the current quarter. Again, the NASDAQ up 1.5%. You can check out the latest news by heading to WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.